Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
It's almost time for the Virginia Renaissance Fair at Lake Anna Winery, May 12th through June 10th, and we have a real treat this morning. Cornelia Rutherford's always a treat. Cornelia, it's great to have you here this morning. Good
Hi,
morning.
Ted. Yeah, it's great to be here. I am so excited. These are always so fun.
For the first time, you have brought
a friend.
You brought a friend along. I'll let you introduce Jim and talk a little bit about. We'll introduce Jim to everyone.
Well, I brought with me Jim Miller, who has been a member of the cast since
7 or 8 years now.
Okay, yeah. It's like you're always there, But Jim does a little of everything. He's played all kinds of characters in the show. They're always creative. They're always funny. He does some fight scenes. He's just got great comic timing, so I thought I'd bring him with.
Yeah. No, this is I met Jim this morning. Jim, you said you're from the Culpeper area.
Yes, I am.
And what got you involved in this lifestyle?
A couple years ago, I actually volunteered. They do something called patroning. Yeah. I paid to go in one day. I met up with a friend at another fair, and I just started talking and hanging out with one of the cast, and I started helping them on one of their games. And then I just noticed that the entire day passed. And then when I expressed that I had interest in it, another friend of mine who I'd known through high school said, well, they need squires over at the joust. Would you like to come down and be a squire for a joust? And I said, yeah, no, that sounds great. And then 5 or 6 years after I was a squire, I was offered a kit position, which was a knight in training. And a year later, I was a full contact jouster. So it was very interesting, full armor. I've stepped out of that and I went back to fighting and choreography. And it was actually another time where a friend asked me if I would come down and I would help bartend at the Virginia Ren Fair. And when I bartended at the Virginia Ren Fair, I was like, hey, these guys are having fun. They're relaxing. They're running around. And after about 2 or 3 years of bartending, I said, you know what? I need to get in on the cast. I'd been on the cast at the previous fair and was going, this sounds like a solid group. Let's have some fun.
They are a solid group.
Oh, I think so. Yeah, it was funny. We do this thing every year at rehearsal. I go through a thing. I have everybody stand up. This year, we raised our hands because we were tired. But I have you. Everybody raise your hands if you're in the cast this year, and then I start counting back. This is our 17th year. Now, Ted, as you know, when I started this, I was told by people who know these things, who run big fairs all over the country, A, you don't know what you're doing, and I didn't, and so that was correct, and B, I'd be bankrupt before I opened my first show, and I was, but that didn't stop us, and C, we would be dead in the water. Well, 17 years later, they were wrong.
Way wrong, because as we've talked about, I mean, you have even bigger plans, but we'll talk about that sometime, but...
But, you know, I have people that have been with me the whole 17 years.
Yeah, wow.
And it's really amazing because years ago when I first met these people, they were 15, 16, 17 years old. And now they're all grown up and they're married and their spouses are part of the fair and their children are part of the fair.
How fun
is that? So it's like we're growing our own cast internally.
What's really interesting, Cornelia, is that just down the road is a lot of people still remember the few years that the Renaissance Fair was
right.
in Stafford County.
Right. It was there for 4 years. But, you know, that was 96 through 99, 6, 7, 8, 9, yes, those 4 years. And then they packed up and sold the property and took all their things and our things and took them to their other shows.
Yeah.
So they spent an insane amount of money building this gorgeous site, which they ultimately abandoned. And no, you can't go there, so don't call me and ask. The police protected. It's a big fine, and no, I won't bail you out. There, that's my public service announcement. But you know, it lit a fire under a lot of us.
Yeah.
And that's what, after that show closed, there was a springtime where there was no Renaissance Fair, and I didn't know what to do with myself. It was the oddest thing. And so after that, I said, I don't know, maybe I can do this. I had no idea. Trust me, if I had any clue what it was going to take to do it, I would have been terrified. But I, you know, what's the worst that could happen? You could fail. Oh well, you get up and do something else.
Yeah.
And here we are, and I can't be more proud of the people and the project that it's become.
How has the show come together? Every year you have a different theme.
Right. Every year, actually, we're already talking about the 2019 theme. So we work on it for quite a while and come up with it. And this year, what's really fun is we put out to the cast, here's the theme. We're accepting script submissions, and we got so many. From our own internal group, we were amazed. And yeah. So what we did is put together, several of them were really interesting, had a really interesting take on the theme. And this year's theme is the advisability of educating women. Elizabeth Tudor, the first queen with that name in England, was the first one to create public schools for everybody, but mm-hmm. she specifically educated women. She was exceptionally well educated. And so she felt it was a shame that women who were frequently left to run the farm, run the business, or take care of themselves, weren't being taught to at least do basic sums and to read. And she saw to it that everyone would get an education. So that's the theme for this year.
Okay.
And then we do a script. But the script is a very, very small part of the overall show. If you've been to the show, and I know Ted has because he was taken aback his first trip. The cast, we create a village. And when you come, you're a member of our village. So we recognize you. Oh, good, you're here. And you come on board. So everyone in the cast knows the theme is educating. So when you come in this year, say, young lady, have you been to school? Oh, excellent. Well, you have been to school. And that's going to be how the theme is broadcast to the patrons. We're going to talk about it a lot. And then there's vignettes throughout the day, which is where the script comes in, where you see the story being moved forward. And there's always a conflict, and the queen comes, and there's a resolution. Huzzah.
In a nutshell, that's what you need to know. And in between, it's lots of fun. No, Jim, the first time I came, and I wasn't, my son was in it, and so I brought my kids, and my wife was involved, and I didn't really even want to be there. And I was warned. I was told, you know, it's different than what you're thinking. But I really didn't understand that until we're standing in line and we walk in, and you know, you and others, you know, came up to me and said, "You're late." And I just thought, just leave me alone. I don't want to talk to anybody. And they engaged me in talking. And, I mean, they weren't going to leave me alone until I played along.
That is one of my favorite games. And I am told that I have to be careful about that many times. I try to find that person who is telling everybody I don't want to be there and just wants to ruin the entire family's time. And I kind of latch myself onto that family, and I talk to them, and I start getting them to kind of break down a little bit. Sometimes with one year, it was my very silly character. One year, I was very serious, so I would literally just look at them and talk to them and interact with them until they broke just a little bit to allow the rest of the family to relax. And we're told a lot, yes, and you know, communication, right, and trying to keep people moving with it. And it's just... Some people avoid that. I just kind of dig right in and go, this is the person I'm latching onto. You're mine, you know. And
That's always been my tactic as well. It's funny that we would have the same thing because there's always the one person that doesn't want to be there, that got dragged there, and by God, they're going to ruin it for everybody. And they're fun because they're a challenge.
Yeah, I'm, you know, sure.
But I started this way back at the old show, back when the style had first come out to be the boys would come in, the teenage boys, with those enormous pants, that were huge. They could walk and the pant leg would never move. You know, it was kind of glide. And it would be, we called them the baggy pants men. And I did this whole, I'd find the leader of the group, the Mr. Cool that everybody looked up with. And I would approach him and say, "Ah, young lord, I have learned of your language and your special sign. Know it?" And of course, he's not going to say he doesn't know it. I would say, "You take your hands thusly and say, 'How's it going, dude?'" At which point, all his posse are trying so hard not to laugh.
Yeah.
And he's being cool. And I would just keep at him until I'd get him to play with me, which made it okay for all his friends to play. So it's that same thing. And we if you really don't want to be bothered, we'll leave you alone. But
we do get the hint.
But part of the fun of the Virginia Fair, part of what sets us apart, to be honest, of a lot of the others, is this level of interaction. Mm-hmm. If you are at my show all day long and do not have an interaction with a cast member at some point, we've failed. That's our goal. And that means everybody. That we like to make sure that everyone who comes to our show is part of the town. There's a segment of society, Ted, that are the invisible people, the people that make us uncomfortable, that are perhaps physically have physical issues or are mentally challenged or whatever, and we tend to ignore them, just pretend they're not there. Well, in my show, our whole cast is trained to reach out to that person, because you know what? The family that brought that person loves that person, and they're mm-hmm. used to them being ignored.
And we focus on them first and last.
Yes, first and last.
As soon as we introduce ourselves to them, we introduce ourselves to them. Yeah. We don't introduce ourselves to the family. We introduce ourselves to them. Then we talk to the family. We bring the family into the circle, almost like a circle of safety
right.
that we make. And then, you know, before we leave, they're the last person we talk to. It doesn't matter mm-hmm. if it's they're in a wheelchair or they have issues talking. We don't care. We want them to enjoy it just as much as we do. And that's right. part of that framework that Cornelia put together for us.
That's fantastic. We need to take a break.
Yes,
we're going to continue on this morning. Now, we're talking about the Virginia Renaissance Fair. It's at Lake Anna Winery, May 12th through June 10th on Saturday and Sunday each weekend. Cornelia Rutherford, Jim Miller here. We'll be back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Shue.
We're talking Virginia Renaissance Fair. It's at Lake Anna Winery, May 12th through June the 10th. Cornelia Rutherford and Jim Miller here this morning. And the website that has all this information, both the website and a Facebook page, but the website is varf.org. Cornelia, the what's been fun watching the Facebook page this year, you've had little videos up with some of the practicing, and it's great to watch that kind of stuff. I mean, there's even though a lot of it is a lot of it is, you know, you're like you say, I mean, there's a lot of improvisation with it, but you've got a script and a theme that you follow.
Well, there's a tremendous amount of training that goes into being an improv actor. Improv doesn't mean just wing it. You have to learn how to wing it, or you just sound like a stuttering fool.
Yeah.
And but there's a lot of the accoutrements to acting, the dancing, the music, the what else? The maypole we do.
The physicality. They go through, I'd almost say like a boot camp. And each person learns about their character. They start building their history. So they don't just, you know, put this character on in name. Each one of the characters actually envelops their character in a history and a time. Most of our characters are historical. Some of our
yes.
characters are made up, people that you would mildly forget or characters that we need to remake every year. And they take this just pretty much a full wraparound cloak and make sure that you have the information in your mind when you take the character over. And some people can be completely different from their character depending from year to year.
Right. It takes a lot of skill to change characters. I've had mine now for 20 years, and I've really gotten to know her. But we have people who like to switch it up and learn to be represent a different kind of person, a different kind of occupation, for example. We used to do this rehearsal and training over the space of 6 weeks, but like Jim said, we've got it down to a 3-week boot camp where it's total immersion, 2 days and a weekend, all day long, and we teach you how to handle situations. So if you're standing in a food line, for example, and it's this interminable food line and it's hot and you're just hungry, suddenly there's a cast member there entertaining your food lines so that you're entertained anytime you're just standing around waiting, except for the Port-a-Johns. We are not going to entertain you there. We're going to let you concentrate.
Yeah.
I have.
Word.
I'm sorry.
Oh, you have?
I have.
Don't do that.
I'm glad we could take care of these things right here. I mean, it's like having a staff meeting right here on the air. This is fantastic.
Both the comfortable and uncomfortable parts.
It starts at what, 10 o'clock in the morning,
right.
But so you get in there, everything is really a planned out thing. You
right.
Get there.
There's a whole day.
Yeah, yes. and it's like you're at the village.
Now, I will tell you, the day is front end loaded. So things that take a lot of high energy, the jousting, the running of the hounds, a lot of the military drills, the camp kitchen, a lot of stuff is happening between 10 and noon. So if you're coming, come before 10 so you get a good parking place, and B, so that you have a chance to see everything. There's things running on concurrently. So if you want to do three different things and they happen to run a lot at the same time, you need to be there long enough to make sure you hit all of them. There's enough to keep you busy, wouldn't you say, Jim, all day long?
Oh, indubitably. It's. I really do like to see when people do come back the next day to kind of feel the other side of the fair, because a lot of times they'll get latched onto a couple things. Like our military history, or they'll just go for the joust,
right.
And mm-hmm. then suddenly they'll see something else they're interested in, or a vendor that they missed on their way out, and you know, we are constantly making sure it's like, oh, did you see this? Did you see that? No, you didn't see that. Well, you should come back tomorrow.
We have little tricks that we help walk you around the fair too. There's a big schedule. It's two-sided because there's so much going on, so you can see. But there's also, if you pull your schedule out and start to look a little brow furrowed, there's a cast member that's going to come up and say, oh, you look confused. Let me show you about. And we know to look over the group, and if it's people of an age, such as you and I, Ted.
People of an age. I like that.
I am a lady of an age, yes. But we'll know what sorts of things would probably interest them.
Yeah.
But if it's a young family with little kids, say, oh, knighting at 2 o'clock. Knighting at 2 o'clock, everybody. And so we try and aim them. There's also the quests.
All the quests for educations for children. You can
right.
go all over the fair. You can actually get a small smidgen and introduce your children to each little group of the fair.
Yeah, the quest is
going through the quest.
Like an intellectual scavenger hunt. You answer questions, it walks you around the fair, and if you have a little kid, you take them to, I don't know where you take them this year, and they get a crown. I'm sorry, I'm a little out of that loop. You get a gold crown for the child if they complete their quest.
Yeah.
How nice is that?
Yeah.
So yeah, you've got shows and kind of things and food kind of up top, and then as you go into the woods, that's where you've got
Queen's Court, right? The Queen's Court. We try and do a lot of interactive things. Jim mentioned the military.
Our militia is a wonderful group of gentlemen. We have some really, really experienced and knowledgeable military historians.
A PhD military museum specialist.
And it's very interesting having these very knowledgeable people to talk about things. Like I have like a personal education that I put myself through for, you know, weapons and learning how to use them and, you know, what particular,
right.
you know, the bad stuff. But they have a knowledge where they will explain to you how they were using it from horseback, what kind of maneuvers they were doing, what decisions they made during Whit War, And these they stay so solidly in character, another thing that's
right.
very important to
and
the fair.
And you can try on pieces of armor. You can swing a sword against the pell post under direction by someone in the militia. You carry a pike. They have a whole thing called storming the walls, which is kind of a fun thing, but it actually shows you how the military would have formed up and done that. So everything is interactive. You don't just stand back and watch this. We're going to slam an 8-foot pike in your hand, and you're going to do it along with us.
Yeah, it's a great thing. I know you have a pike drill of where you teach everyone how to do that.
And if you get there early, if you're there early before Her Majesty arrives, you get to be part of her parade. In the militia.
Yeah.
We like to bring people in. It's so funny, on Memorial Day weekend, when I have lots of the military, members of the military there, the parade looks funny to me because they're all full of patrons who were in the military, and these guys know how to march in step. And it all of a sudden, our raggedy-taggedy parade takes on a very formal nature.
Very formal, very solid.
But there's lots to try. Dancing will teach you to dance.
Teach you how to dance. Many of the nobles and many of the people will teach you how to reverence, how to interact, when to say sir, when to say lord. They will answer any of your questions about what they do.
The Court of Common Pleas, which is actually has been run by a real lawyer, but it's a tongue-in-cheek type of jurisprudence that occurred during that time, and it's run sort of with Magna Carta law. So there's a lot you can be a part of.
Also, the Court of Love, where they make the separation. The Court of Common Pleas is about, like, business and, you know, this person stole this thing. Formal disputes.
Mm-hmm.
But the Court of Love is the ladies of the court doing emotional court.
Sorting out relationships.
I did this wrong. I'd like to ask for advice. You know, this lovely lady did this.
Yes, the 16th century Dear Abby.
Yeah.
But it's a court of love, and, you know, we'll bring the gentlemen in, and they will lose. And
they will lose that way. And the more, then the better you burn out, the more.
Oh,
the,
yes.
The,
yes. The go out with style. And you as the patron take part in all of this. You can bring a case. We have law students bringing cases to the Court of Common Pleas every year. It's a hoot.
When we come back, we're going to talk more about what you'll see at the Virginia Renaissance Fair. We want to talk about the food and more. But there are themed weekends. It is a busy time, and we're going to get into all that. The Virginia Renaissance Fair, May 12th through June the 10th, Saturday and Sunday each weekend at Lake Anna Winery on Courthouse Road in Spotsylvania. Cornelia Rutherford, Jim Miller here, VARF.org, the website. We'll be back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Okay, listen, we gotta talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We're talking Virginia Renaissance Fair. It's at Lake Anna Winery. Begins May 12th, runs through June 10th on the weekends, Saturday and Sunday. Throughout the month of May and early June, Cornelia Rutherford and Jim Miller here. Jim is a part of the show. Cornelia, also part of the show, and we'll get into that.
Very small part.
But a big part. It is a memorable part, and we're going to talk about and get into that before we get out of here this morning. I know you have theme weekends.
Right.
And that always adds a nice little touch to everything.
The theme weekends are, it's not a big formal change in what we normally do, but a lot of people like to have a focus. For example, opening weekend is always opening weekend.
Opening weekend.
We kind of ease in. But the second weekend this year is Celtic weekend. And that's...
Celtic weekend.
That's for the Irish and the Scots, know ya. They bring out the kilts and the plaids, and we've got our plaid is the right way to pronounce plaid, by the way.
Plaid.
And they bring their... we have the bagpipes and a lot of the Scots and Irish groups show up for that.
Huge groups. We have, you know, normally we have specific music for different weekends,
right.
Different musical groups that come in. We have the Celtic music coming in for Celtic Weekend, which is also Scout
Weekend. It's also Scout Weekend. Any of you that have a Scout troop, and it doesn't mean just Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts, Campfire Girls, 4-H, any of those youth organizations, the second weekend every year, we have a special pricing for troops, organizations that want to come and bring their common... There's a lot of badge requirements that you can meet at the Renaissance Fair. Plus, it's just a really fun thing to experience as a group.
Oh, and those are the groups we like to interact with the most because they're there to interact. They want to find out. They want to connect with us. And, you know, you'll see the entire, like, groups of Celtic groups, like Irish groups, Scottish groups, just walking around together. And
it's very pretty. It's cool to look at.
Very attractive.
And then, so if you're interested in Scout Weekend, go out to the website. The forms are all right there on the front page. It gives you the link out to those. And they need to be gotten in here pretty quick. Then third weekend is Military History and Remembrance. All active, retired, reserve, and disabled members of our armed forces are invited to the fair for free that weekend with our thanks and their IDs. We do ask their family and friends to pay the regular low entrance fee, but we want to give back to the people who keep us all safe. So that's Military History Memorial Day weekend, and we always do a memorial event in our memory garden in mid-afternoon. Then fourth weekend is Romance and Fantasy. Our rose sellers do really well with those. We have a lot of people who like to dress up, think Midsummer Night's Dream with Shakespeare. so we have a lot of people that come dressed as whatever you feel like dressing as. And we think of it as something of a mosque, a medieval mosque. And then final weekend, Pirate Weekend for final weekend.
You don't be understanding where you've been before. You'll never understand where you've been after.
So, Jim, my question to you is, because I've known Cornelia now for a number of years, and we've never carried on a conversation where at some point within it's almost on cue, she breaks into her voice. We can be even having the most serious discussion, and she breaks into her voice. Do you do that too?
Depends on what character they want me to do that year. I have done that where I've turned around. This year I'm playing Captain Tyrannus Stonebrook, and he's a person from outside the village who comes in. And years before that, I was playing Bruno, which was he was very different. And Bruno, he was an amnesiac. He couldn't remember where he was going or where he'd been, but he was very happy to be in Staffordshire. And I did learn a little bit of accents at my previous fair, but I've been studying them more and more and learning the different things about the Irish and Scottish and so on and so forth. And just there is times when you're at the end of fair where you have to start doing like the dog and the dog and the groceries are in the pickup truck.
The beer's in the pickup truck.
Beer's in the pickup truck.
You have to force yourself out of the. And we both have such an ear for it that if you're around bona fide Brits, you'll start doing it. And it's not mimicry. It's just that if we hear people talking in dialect, your brain just switches over.
Right over to gear. I have, James Gray. Years ago, I was doing something of slight Welsh, which was Sir James Gray, Champion of Whitechapel. And I just, for no apparent reason, got stuck in the accent and went in and was ordering food one day. I had everybody in the entire kitchen just kind of stopped and just started sticking their head out. And what was going on? Where
is
he from?
It makes my husband crazy. Oh, don't do that. What? That! Stop it!
I'm not allowed to take Bruno home.
No. So now, Cornelia mentioned about how, you know, she's always had the same character, I think, that as long as I've known her.
Mildred Cecil.
And you sound like you're one that, I mean, do you like having kind of the challenge or just the variety?
I like to be the director's Swiss Army knife if I can. Okay. I like to be that guy who, okay, we need a brunt this year. We need somebody who's just like a grunt. It's like, okay, I could do that. Yes, my lord, my apologies, you know. Or I can switch over to my favorite one is Bruno because
I like Bruno.
He has a combination of speech impediment. He's very physically active. He walks like a stork that's on a bender. and he just moves around and he'll just join families, which most of the families find hysterical. So I'll just be walking by like, I like this family. I think I'll join it. Oh, you all are amazing. And I'll just start going through, or I'll have shticks with the little kids where I'll kneel down and I'll forget my legs and I'll spin around in a circle and the kids have to show me where my legs are.
I like a director's Swiss Army knife.
Yeah.
And that's what you need.
Well, and that's the secret of improvisation is being able to be whatever the situation calls for. And of course, Jim does it at such a different level than everybody else. We have a few people. Stephen Loy can do that. We've got a few people that can just be Aurelia, just Aurelia. Suddenly be somebody else.
Brad.
But right.
Yeah, and you start.
These
learning,
are experienced actors that have been doing this for a long time.
You'll learn projection from Brad. You'll learn organization from Aurelia. Keeping all of your stuff together and keeping your props, so on and so forth, just all in. And Steven's our fight director, and we all have the fights, and we have any.
And these are all volunteers.
Yeah.
Every single person, every one of them.
And there's a lot of weekends involved, and I mean, you have a very committed. This is a group.
Someone said to me last week, and I wish I'd remember who it was that said it because it's the best line. I was explaining the fair to someone who had never been and was going to come, and he said, "Wow, it sounds less like a job and more like a tradition."
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it is, because when I get those people together and I go, okay, everybody stand up who's been with me this year, and we start talking back, and there's still five people that were with me from the very beginning. That's 17 years. And people are so proud to say, yeah, I've been here since 2006, or I've been there since 2007, because it's we call it our springtime family. And everybody comes together. You may not see these people the entire rest of the year.
Yeah.
But that doesn't make them any less family to you.
Well, and you're giving people a lot of skills. You're giving them skills to think on their feet, to be able to look people in the eye and carry on a conversation. And it's historical. You're teaching them history.
And these are also skills you use in life. Mm-hmm. For example, as we're having a conversation here, I don't know what you're going to ask, but we're prepared for it. But if you're interviewing for a job, if you can present yourself well and read the interviewer and know how to react and have some emotion, if you are applying for college and you're at your college interview to place, so these are skills that really carry you through life, get you through those tough situations when you're suddenly alone. Everyone's had that experience when you have to go into a situation where you know nobody. And you can either kind of slither in and stand in the back and pretend to be invisible, or you can make an entrance and be there.
You can be Bruno.
You can be Bruno. Yes. And that's part of our training is very good. In fact, last year there were people from two different fairs that were sent down to take some of our training.
Yes.
Which was a real honor.
And we had some people that actually volunteered from different fairs to join our fair this year off and on.
Right, to learn how we do things.
Or just to be there, because some of them really like hanging out with us for...
Right.
You do seem to have a great time. Last year, I think it was for the first time, I saw the Queen and her parade, which was really fun.
Her Majesty.
Yes, it's very glittery, I guess is what I want to say.
The pike drill is always, it's big. It's just dramatic. The dogs running, to me, is always interesting.
And then they're funny because you'll see them laying around on their lavish pillows in their fancy tent. And then they get up and they see the bunny fur lure come out of its bag. And these are greyhounds that are retired, and yet they see that little bunny fur come out there. Oh, we're going to run. Yes. And they're just so excited. One year, the lure broke. And the dogs were at full run when it broke. And they stopped. And if a dog could turn around and go, what?
Yeah.
And so one of our townspeople put a set of bunny ears on his head, and he, with the lure tucked in his trousers, and he ran, and the dogs chased him, and it's one of the most photographed events of the fair ever.
Oh, man.
I don't know what it's called, but when they do, and you really have some talented people. The people on the horse, when they're on the horses, and they're...
The joust.
That's always...
I've announced for them, too.
Yeah, he's announced. They're volunteers, and they those are rescue horses. By the way, they're rescue dogs, rescue horses.
Okay.
On site. We do that. But, right, they come up, and all the way... They live in almost Pennsylvania, but they come down every year. It's a family operation. And what I like about our joust is they do more than just Rock'em Sock'em World Wrestling Federation jousting. Before the joust, the knights will do an arming demo, which is all the pieces of the armor, what it's designed for, how it goes on. You can handle it. You can see, watch the guy put the armor on. And then at the end of the joust, they bring the horsies up. You can pet the horsey and meet the knight and have pictures taken.
Yeah.
And this is contact jousting. This is, you know, for safety reasons, certain things have to be adjusted. But this is contact jousting where they're actually hitting.
Yeah.
But there's also the tilt yard skills. Queen Elizabeth preferred acts of skill versus acts of brute force. And her father, Henry VIII, really liked the full contact joust. He was all about that. And he did some himself, in fact, when he was much younger and thinner. But no body shaming here. It's just about fitting into the armor. And there's no give. There's no spandex in armor, boys
there
and girls.
Is not.
But
and it's heavy.
Yeah. But a little, well, current armor, not so not as much as it used to be.
80 pounds for a lighter person. For somebody my size, it was 120 pounds. They're leaning a lot more towards stainless steel because of the durability and the lasting.
Right.
But at the time, it could be anywhere from 100 to 140 because it's just beaten mild steel. That shiny part didn't come until much later, and that took a lot of work.
Right.
But yeah, they're out there in the heat and the cold and the temperatures.
Right. And in the heat, it's like riding in a crock pot.
Little oven.
Right. So, oh, and there's another thing I'd like to say. Archery through the ages. We have highly skilled archers. And there's a show that they do called Archery Through the Ages where they show you the history of archery, bows and arrows, and they have samples of chainmail and different plate armors with where the arrows have gone through it, and you can see the different kinds of arrows that are used at different kinds of armor. These people are extremely well-educated.
Sue and her crew.
Sue Morrison.
She's
and
really good.
They're brilliant. But that is earlier in the day, so please get their early plan on staying.
We need to take a break. We're going to wrap this up. Cornelia Rutherford, Jim Miller here, Virginia Renaissance Fair. It is at Lake Anna Winery, May 12th through June 10th on the weekends. VARF.org is the website. We'll wrap this up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schuman.
Virginia Renaissance Fair begins May 12th, goes through June the 10th on Saturdays and Sundays at Lake Anna Winery. Jim Miller, Cornelia Rutherford here, part of the show. Cornelia, you've been at Lake Anna Winery now for a number of years. It's a great spot.
It's our 15th year, and I have to say the Heidig family had no idea what they were getting into the day that we showed up and said, "Hi, how would you like to have a Renaissance fair?" And that was in 2004. I was heading to Australia to work for 3 months with my job the day that we found out in 2004 that our site we were supposed to be at wasn't able to host us. So we ran around like crazy in that afternoon, and we saw Landon. We went in and we said, "Hi." And I said, "Can we have our fair here?" And they went, "Yeah, I guess. Why not?" That was 15 years ago. And it's been a fantastic arrangement. Really, really fun place to be.
Wonderful people.
Yeah, it's a good spot, and it's not as far out as you think. So
no, it isn't. It's it's far enough out that you have that nice bucolic country feel, which is the kind of thing we want for our fair.
And you can always Lake Anna Winery is right there. Jeff and the family. It's a good spot. Before you get out of here, the food is always food's always good. You introduced me to Scottish eggs and
Scotch eggs. Yes, it's a hard boiled egg wrapped in a sausage.
Yeah.
And fried. Well, there's all kinds of foods. We've got some Caribbean stuff. We've got barbecue. The ever present turkey leg.
Yeah.
And always then there's fun leg. Food. We've got crepes that are really exceptional, and ice cream. We have a new nut roaster this year who's roasting on site, so you'll be able to smell those everywhere. And then the usual fair things. We have we try and make sure there's food for kids that you can afford. We try and make sure there's stuff. So if you're sending your kid with a neighbor, they're coming to the fair, and you give your kid the $20 bill, they can get in, they can get a souvenir, and they can get something to eat.
Do you still need volunteers?
Oh, my heavens, yeah. We have a lot of non-costumed volunteer positions that we really could use some help with. First of all, our health and safety section is run by a retired ER nurse, and we have two first aid stations that are fully equipped. So if you're an EMT, an RN, a student, a nursing student, or we have some retired physicians that come with us sometimes, we could really use some help. And we also have some help with ticket taking and things like that. If you put in a four-hour shift, you get the rest other 4 hours to go and enjoy the fair. If you do a full day, you get a ticket so you can come back another day and spend it just having a good time.
Okay. I know in the past you've had, like, I know the day I came last year, there was a group from a Richmond area school was down there.
They come every year. A drama club comes, and I think we're getting a local wrestling team this year, and a scout troop's coming. So it's a good organizational thing.
It's a gateway.
It's yeah. Fun, yes. It's a gateway to discover the fair. And so we need those kind of volunteers. What else?
You going to close the fair in the usual form that you do every day?
We will close the fair, and I have help today.
Oh, no.
So you want to hear it?
Yeah.
All right. At the end of the day, there's a pub sing, and everyone comes down to the pub tent. Even kids, it's fine, it's safe. And each act does a final finale, but we end it all with a speech from The Tempest. It's where Shakespeare is stepping out of his role as actor and telling the patrons, hey, listen to who we are. Our revels now are ended. These, as I foretold you, are all actors and are melted into air, into thin air. And like the baseless fabric of this vision, the cloud-capped towers, the gorgeous palaces, the solemn temples, the great globe itself, yea, all which it inherit, shall dissolve. And like this insubstantial pageant faded, leave not a rake behind. We are such stuff as dreams are made on, and our little lives are rounded with a sleep.
VARF.org, the website for Virginia Renaissance Fair. It is at Lake Anna Winery, May 12th through June the 10th, on Saturdays and Sundays. It's on Courthouse Road. Lake Anna Winery, a great spot to see all of this. The you said it's the theme this year is?
Educating women. Is that a good idea or a distraction?
Cornelia Rutherford and Jim Miller, thank you so much.
Ed.
I can't wait for the fair. It really is. It's a happening, and you really will enjoy yourself. Thank you. And we'll talk to you again, Cornelia, before the fair in a couple of weeks. We'll do
Ready
it before
be
before
Ready
it does. Jim, great to have you here, and
thank you,
look forward to seeing you at the fair. That's it for Town Talk. We will see you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.